Today's daf Maseches Eruvin, daf Samaches, continuing on from yesterday's Shabbos Bris scenario with Rabbi and Abaye. They resorted in the end to asking a Gentile to carry warm water because no Eruv or joining of alleyways, Shitufei Mevos, had been established. So the Gemara in our daf brings a legitimate question from Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan. You have these Gedolim, Rabbi and Abaye, living in the same alleyway. How could there be no Eruv? Abaye said he was tarud, he was very bogged down in his learning, the other residents didn't get involved, and for Rabbi, it wasn't his way to go around asking for contributions to the Eruv from all the alleyway residents. And Abaye, who was speaking, said he was too busy with his Torah learning schedule, and all the other alleyway residents didn't get involved in this issue. So Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful idea on the next part, on the next piece point that the Gemara brings, of the idea of making a siyum masechet. We see that Abaye says if we were to transfer some of his bread to allow a sheet of mevos, the joining of the alleyways, if they would request, the people would request his bread, he couldn't give it to them because it's ha'apur, he wouldn't have anything left for his family. So this joining of alleyways wouldn't be established as a result. Says Rav Asher Weiss, it was also Abaye in Shabbos of Kuf Yotes who said that if he met a young student that said he finished a masechta, he'd throw a suda for the students. We see the level of Abaye for finishing a masechta, even though he was quite poor. This Gemara is also cited in the Achronim as one of the sources for the practice of checking the Eruv to ensure that it's kosher before Shabbos. Where he followed in Yosefer Yishur Yishurin, Chelek Es, page Shin Mem Aleph, calls it a mitzvah de Rabbanan. It's Rabbanan Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzadikei, and Lavush brings this idea down as well in Shin Tzadikei, so as not to come to violate carrying on Shabbos in an area without an enclosure. So he quotes a tshuva. Felder quotes a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, Chelek Or Chaim Simen Tzadik Tes, where he says it's simply logical that we should check the Eruv without even needing a source. But it happens to be that our daf today, this mice of Rabbi Abaye, we see the importance that Abaye was unable to do this for the residents, but it should be the responsibility of Harava Tamachachem Shebeir, somebody who knows the halachos, somebody who understands what it's all about. If not, says the Chasam Sofer, Michshol Vekolar Ha'am Al Tzavaro, all the stumbling that's going to happen as a result of not having the ability to have an Eruv or not having a kosher Eruv in place is really going to fall on the responsibility of the community leader in this case. Rabbi Felder adds that we shouldn't assume the Eruv will remain in its kosher status from week to week. He uses the phrase chazaka asuya liyishtanos delomak minan achazaka, which means that even though the Eruv is built and it remains in its spot, we can't really rely on the fact that how it looked last week is going to look this week. And therefore, we can't rely on the chazaka, and that requires us to check the Eruv every week before Shabbos. He compares it to mikvah. A mikvah sometimes can lose its level, but the difference is by Eruvs. On a personal experience note, in my years when I served as a rabbi in summer camps, I was tasked with checking the Eruv each week, and I came to understand something else, what we say in the davening before Musaf. There are so many nameless individuals who enable each Jewish community to function and live an ideal halachic lifestyle. So it's a shout out to the Eruv checkers. It's a labor and time intensive job with a lot of responsibility, and most of the Jewish community just go about enjoying Shabbos, taking it for granted. So even if you don't know who the Eruv checkers are in your city, have these and other thankless community contributors in mind. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishalem Lahem Secharam.